It is May 15th, 2012. You are listening to Sup World Radio on CITR 101.9 FM every Tuesday morning, 10:30 to 11:30, with your host Melanie and Allie.
Sup World!
Today's special guest host is Mo from Dead Ghosts.
Salutations.
Who's going to be DJing for most of the show. Coming up later in the show, we have another special guest, Melanie's dad. He's going to be joining us in studio, so stay tuned. It is May 15th, 2012. You are listening to Sup World Radio on CITR 101.9 FM every Tuesday morning, 10:30 to 11:30, with your host Melanie and Allie.
Sup World!
Today's special guest host is Mo from Dead Ghosts.
Salutations.
are listening to Sup World Radio. This is your host Melanie and your host Allie.
Sup World.
Good morning, world.
And in studio we have Mo from Dead Ghosts.
Sup Radio World.
Salutations.
Yeah, salutations.
And so Mo is going to be doing a DJ set for most of the show this morning. Started off the show with a new Dead Ghost track off your upcoming album.
Yeah, it's new. Well, it's not new. It's old. But we're going to that was the demo version that we heard. And we're going to be re-recording it. We're still recording a bunch of songs, though. We lost a tape with, like, 4 songs on it. Just disappeared. So still gonna be a while.
So that's probably the first time people will ever hear that version.
Yeah, last probably. Time might, yeah, hear that might version. Be the only version. So hopefully it turns out. It's Drew's fault. I'm gonna say on the radio that it's Drew's fault.
It's Drew's fault.
Because it came from Drew's place. Like, it was in Drew's basement. Then everything got moved to my place and then somewhere else.
You're gonna find it on the internet under a different band
name. Yeah,
and they're gonna get huge.
Yeah, exactly. That would be our luck.
And Drew's gonna be the front man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is all Drew's scheme. Lose the tape. Find other people.
Well, at least now you have this documented.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm putting it on the radio that he lost it.
That's the only reason you're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so after Dead Ghosts, you played a song by Ketamines.
Yeah, a band out of Lethbridge. Awesome dudes. And Martine, who's a dudette. We hung out with them. I mean, we have been in contact with them for a while, and we hung out with them like at South By this year, and super cool people. I bumped into them in Edmonton. They were playing a show, and they're just like super sweet, hardworking band, like touring everywhere. And like they're like in Lethbridge, so they have to go to like they're like in the middle of nowhere, so they can go kind of anywhere. But yeah, hardworking band, awesome band. That great record, great record.
What's the record called?
I think it's self-titled. Pretty sure.
Plus, it's on green vinyl.
Yeah, it's on green vinyl.
Really good selling point.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I'm hoping it's limited because I bought it off them when they just got it. So, yeah, no, it's really clever record. And yeah, great band. You can tell the difference when you like hear them live, too. It's like they're really tight, really good.
So, your band, Dead Ghosts, are playing Saturday at the Biltmore?
Yeah, it's going to be Mode Modern's tour kickoff, and they're going out to the East Coast playing like 8 shows in 8 cities. I think they're Toronto, New York, a bunch of places. I don't know all the places, but
cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be their first after 4 years. It's gonna be their first real tour, so it's gonna be good. They're excited. Phil's excited,
and they're also putting out a record, right? Brand new
yeah,
record.
The record's done technically. There's like a big backstory to that. That. I'm sure it'll come out, they'll post it on Facebook at some point in time, but yeah, that album's coming out very soon, very, very soon. Hopefully sooner than they think, too, but we'll see. It's all done. It's all ready. They're just waiting for pressings and stuff.
All right. And I was asking Mo what the name of his new record was going to be.
Yeah, and we don't have a name for it, so... we'll take in any phone calls, text messages, emails, tweets,
faxes,
beeper, pagers, whatever. anybody has any suggestions for the album name?
You can also we'll take win it. Concert tickets by doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and if I like it, you get a pair of tickets to the Melvins concert that's happening sometime in the near future.
Soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, if you want to call in and tell us what you think the new Dead Ghost record should be called, call into 604-UBC-CITR, and Mo will listen. He won't necessarily accept yeah. what you think it should be called, but he will listen. So yeah, 604-UBC-CITR if you want to give suggestions on what to name the new Dead Ghost record. And later on in the show, not now, but later on in the show, we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Melvins, a show that just got announced. So call us. Call us, 604-UBC-CITR, say hello and good morning. And in the meantime, we are going to play a band called The Twerps, as chosen by Mo from Dead Ghosts.
Mm-hmm. must be late. I wait till my partner comes to me. Run out of time. I see the mist rise out of the sea. A voice moans an answer to mine. Cold arms slowly wrap around me. I'm dancing with death. Oh no, don't look at my face. I'm dancing with death.
happens to us, it happens here. And nobody said they'd ever hear.
The main gate to the mansion is locked.
CITR and the Rickshaw are proud to present Dixie's Death Pool, May 19th. After a lengthy hiatus from live performance, CITR and Discorder's favorites, Dixie's Death Pool returns to the stage in support of their new album, The Man with the Flowering Hands. Performing at the Rickshaw with dream pop stars, shimmering stars, and the psych rock sensations Dirty Spells. Tripping out is made easy with live video manipulation by Merlin. That's Dixie's Death Pool, Shimmering Stars, and Dirty Spells, May 19th at the Rickshaw.
Concerts and CITR are proud to present Kurt Weill and the Dum Dum Girls in concert at the Biltmore Cabaret on Friday, May 25th. The Philly indie singer-songwriter is on tour in support of his latest EP, So Out of Reach. With him will be the American indie pop band Dum Dum Girls, on tour to support their latest release, Only in Dreams. Tickets are available at Red Cat and Zulu or online at ticketweb.ca. Check out chamberconcerts.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Sup World, as DJed by Mo from Dead Ghost today.
How's it going?
That's our skill testing question of the week.
Yeah.
How is it going?
This is an amazing setup right now. We've got Mo. We've got my co-host Allie. We've got my parents watching through the windows, and we've got a ton of cookies in the studio today because my mom brought us cookies and Mo brought us cookies.
It's a cookie party.
It's the best kind of party. Cookies actually. Too. Yeah. Cookie world.
It's cookie world. All right.
And we're always accepting donations of cookies. So anybody that wants to drop off some cookies.
Totally. It's true. You can also send it to the station. I have my own mailbox, so just put it, attention, Sup World. And I'm not going to limit you to cookies.
Oh, yeah, no.
Any kind of gifts.
Any crab in that mailbox.
Preferably shortbread.
Shortbread.
That way stay moist. Well, it's that dry moist.
It's shortbread, good. You want an attention Mo?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Attention Mo, care of Sup World.
Right, with sprinkles. I like sprinkles.
Okay, so you just heard Go-Betweens, right?
Yep.
And the song was On My Block Off Before Hollywood.
Yeah, which is sweet, because it's like kind of, it's just a hard record to get, and Red Cat got it. I was pretty stoked that they got it. They got it for me, and I was happy.
They're
that,
good like that.
Yeah, they're sweet. It's a few times already, like, trying to find something that, you know, like, if you're going to order it online or, like, order it from, like, Discogs or Gem or whatever, you pay the shipping, you pay this and that, and you have to wait.
It comes in, like, yeah. 4.5 months.
Yeah. Or, like, what happened to me, like, 2 months ago. Like, finally broke down, ordered this record I really wanted for a long time. Getting, like, a limited pressing of it, too. And then it came completely smashed in half.
That's happened to a bunch of people I know. What a joke.
And it's just, like, there's no real recourse. There is, but there isn't. It's kind of a hassle, and I'm lazy. So, yeah, I was out. I was really choked about that, and still am.
Did you feel slightly guilty that now there's one less of that record in the
world? That too. There's only 100 of those in that.
Color.
Yeah, I mean, there's like tons of those records, but yeah, no, I was pretty choked. Yeah, it's one less. So other guys that own the other 99 are stoked. It's like, yeah, it's one less. Yeah. Yes.
Pretty rejoicing. So before that, you played Lou Miami?
Yeah. That I did order offline. And or online. Offline. And, yeah, it's this guy from Boston, like, early 80s. Really strange. What's funny is, like, he has two versions of, like, that song, Dancing with Death, and the other one's Ghost. And it's really cool. Like, really cool images. Like, bunch of stuff going on, super sweet. And then there's like this other two videos. I don't know if they're like the videos previous to this one, but they're just like hilarious, campy, strange, like really bad, like, you know, like 80s blue screen or green screen.
Oh, sweet.
You know, like, and just like, it's just like the stark contrast between the two. It's just, I laughed like watching it. It's like, whoa, that's crazy that he did something that different. Really strange guy. But, yeah, really cool tunes. And he covers Monster Mash, too, which is weird.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You should post those. We'll send them to Ali. She should post them on the Stuff World blog.
Yeah, no, for sure. One's, like, yeah, I'll find them. One's, like, grouped into, like, an interview that he did on, like, a public Boston radio thing. But, yeah, no, it's pretty sweet. I'll totally send them.
So that's Lou Miami.
Yeah, and the Cosmetics. And you can kind of tell, like, like Fresh and Only's influence, like what they took from him. That's why it's pretty sweet. It's pretty, yeah, I like that guy.
And before Lou, you played the Twerps.
Yeah, band out of Australia. My friend saw him at South By, and I was going to a show, and no, actually, I was going to go. Phil from Mode Modern told me to go see them, but then I went to go see him at I forgot where it was. They were playing Charlie's, so I missed them. So
yeah. Okay,
here you go. It looks like we just got a call. Is it Weed calling from tour? That's funny. All right, so our friends from band Weed are calling from tour. In the meantime, what do you have coming up next, Bo?
Next on turntable one is Watermelon.
Watermelon on turntable one on Sup World Radio.
Thank you. sitting on the floor, I'd sit and gaze and rarely adore. Go up holding just to rock and shooting all the bad guys. 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages at 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast celebrating 18 years of great music. Working for the
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
We are back. Show's almost over. You have been listening to Sup World on CITR as guest DJed by Mo from Dead Ghosts.
Sup.
So, Mo's almost done. You've got one more song.
Yes.
What's your last song going to be?
Is from the new Ty Segall White Fence album, Hair. The song is called Tongues. It's like one of my favorite on the off the album. You can tell, like, it's a good album. I like it. I like it because it's just Ty and Tim just having fun. And just like, and still making good songs, just like with having fun doing it. And you can just tell the good time they had in the studio doing it. So, it's a good album. It's a good song. And that's it.
They played in town two weeks ago?
Yeah. Really good show. White Fence was awesome. Just, it's crazy how he can translate the album and like the stuff that he's recorded live. So you wouldn't think like a lot of the production things that he does on that, on those albums, that yeah, he can't do that live, but no, he does it live. And Ty's you know, just a charismatic dude, so he's good at what he does. That was a good set too from him. And yeah.
So before before our ads, you played Modette and Kareem Gat and yeah. Board Games and Watermelon.
Yeah. I haven't seen Watermelon live yet. I've been at shows and then just missed them. But when Daniel gave me that, that's on Student Loan Records, which Daniel R. is a part of, and he gave me that 45, and I was really blown away by Watermelon song. Really good. Yeah, and Modette's just, I had ordered that just like I heard it, and just, yeah, love that song. It's the best song on the, like, their album. I just have the 45, which is pretty good. And Board Games, yeah, they're just out of New Zealand. Flying Nun band. Again, it was like a, there was a record that was like kind of expensive to buy, but I had sold the 45 and said, no, screw it. I'm just going to get it. Ordered it. Stoked. I got it. And there's the songs that, here's the thing, Phil and I will be DJing on Saturday for the Mode Modern Dead Ghost show at the Biltmore. And yeah, Phil and I will be DJing all night. I don't know if there's going to be other people DJing, but as it stands, it's Phil and I. And those are some of the songs you'll hear.
Sounds good. So if you like what you heard on Sup World this week, go see Dead Ghost and Mode Modern on Saturday, because Mo is going to be DJing there as well. So before we wrap up the show, as promised, we have a ticket giveaway for the Melvins on July 15th at the venue. So if you can call into 604 UBC CITR and answer the following skill testing question, you can win a pair of tickets to see the Melvins at venue July 15th. And to read the skill testing question, we have my dad. My dad's in studio. Say hi, Dad.
Hi. Thank you, Melanie. Here's your skill testing question. What famous scientist has hair like Buzz Osborne, lead singer of the Melvins? Good luck.
All right. So if you have the answer to that question, call into 604 UBC CITR. Mo, what do we have coming up next?
Ty Segall, White Fence. Song's called Tongues. It's a jammer.
All right. So you're listening to Sup World Radio. Call in. Win tickets to see the Melvins. We are back. That was Tysegal and White Pits. And Allie, you're up.
Yay. So this week, for my little segment of local bands that you should most definitely listen to, I chose No Gold. Yay. I was looking through my record collection, and I thought I lost this record, but I didn't, so I thought I'd bring it in. They played at last year's Record Store Day at Zulu, or maybe it was just a good lineup that night or something. I'm pretty certain it was Record Store Day, and they were awesome live, so I bought their record. And they haven't been doing shows for the last little while, but after creeping them on Facebook, I noticed that they did a show like last Wednesday for the first time in a really long time. Apparently they played a lot of new stuff, and according to many people, the new stuff is awesome as well, and very excited to hear all that. Also found out that lead singer is either my friend's very young dad or brother, so that's cool too.
That doesn't make any sense, Allie.
Well, they have the same last name, so he's either like a 25-year-old dad or their brothers. Anyway, yeah, apparently they'll be doing shows this summer, which is really good news. And yeah, they're awesome.
What song are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play
Rain Fort by No Gold. Before we get to that, I want to say our final goodbyes.
Also, we had a really special caller in today.
Yes, we had a few special callers. I want to congratulate and thank Max for answering the skill testing question. The answer was Albert Einstein. He won tickets to see the Melvins.
If you're just tuning in, that sounds so bizarre.
And I want to thank my dad for being amazing with his on-air ticket giveaway. It was his radio debut. And I want to thank Mo.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me. It's fun.
So this is Mo's second time being on Supworld, and it's always a lot of fun. And I want to thank Allie for being my new co-host.
Yay, thanks, Molly. Thanks for having me.
And also, we had another special caller, which was Hugo from Weed.
Yay!
Calling from tour. They are in Montreal right now. They are playing tonight at the Playhouse with a band called Crosses. Show is at 10.
Go to that.
So, sup, Montreal. That's where you got to be tonight.
Yeah.
So, thanks. Tune in next week every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30, Sup World. And we are going to wrap it up with a little No Gold as chosen by Allie. Coming up next is the Morning After Show with Oswaldo. So stay tuned.